Can't beat Raven.
All right, Lauren, we have $2,400 on the line. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Lauren.
Lauren, I really want you to win, okay?
I do, too.
All right. Raven's walking out of here. When that door closes, you can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. It's 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I bring them back in, ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You beat them. $2,400 in your pocket. Sound good?
Very good.
Number one, Cindy Crawford returned to the runway at Rihanna's Savage X Fenty fashion show. Other models that took the runway include Adriana Lima, Gigi Hadid, and Adam Levine's wife. Who is that?
Bahati Prinsloo.
Number two, Michael Strahan joined Jimmy Fallon at Madame Tussauds Waxwork Museum to scare people by pretending to be his wax figure, then coming to life. He left Live with Kelly and Michael to be on what morning show?
Good Morning America.
Number three, it's Banned Books Week, a celebration of freedom to read whatever you like. Some books that have been tried to be banned unsuccessfully include Of Mice and Men, Alice in Wonderland, and the autobiography I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. Who wrote that autobiography?
Oh, gosh. I don't know that one.
That's okay. Number four, Moulin Rouge was the big winner at the Tony Awards. The Moulin Rouge is a cabaret in what city and country?
Paris, France.
At number five, Squid Games is trending again on Twitter. Squid Games is a show on Netflix, and it originates from what country?
Japan.
Okay, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
All right, Lauren got 3 out of 5.
Pretty good. Let's see how I do, Lauren. I know it's book week.
Number one, Cindy Crawford returns to the runway at Rihanna's Savage X Fenty fashion show.
Oh, boy, did she?
Yep. She opened the show. Other models that took the runway include Adriana Lima, Gigi Hadid, and Adam Levine's wife. Who is that?
Bahati Prinsloo.
Yep.
You'd love to get me on her.
Number two, Michael Strahan joined Jimmy Fallon at Madame Tussauds Waxwork Museum to scare people by pretending to be his wax figure and then coming to life.
Mm.
He left Live with Kelly and Michael to be on what morning show?
Oh, he's on Good Morning America.
Yes. Number three, it's Banned Books Week, a celebration of freedom to read whatever you'd like. Some books that have unsuccessfully tried to be banned in history include Of Mice and Men, Alice in Wonderland, and the autobiography I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. Who wrote that autobiography?
That's Maya Angelou.
Yes.
That one I know.
All right, I'm glad, because I was going to be sad if you didn't know that one.
Oh, yeah.
Number four.
Read that one.
Moulin Rouge was the big winner at the Tony Awards. The Moulin Rouge is a cabaret in what city and country?
It's Paris, France, right?
Yep. And number five, Squid Games is trending again on Twitter. Squid Games is a show on Netflix, and it originates in what country?
I'll just take a shot and say Australia.
No, it's South Korea.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Lauren. He beat you 4-3 this morning. That gets you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Woo!
I'm Lauren, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $2,500 tomorrow.
Oh, man. If you know your pop culture trivia, you think you can take them down, you could always enter to play at annaandraven.com. And if you have a question that you think may stump him, you could also enter it there.